Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the second week after the Sunday of Trinity, Saturday. Our scripture reading is Psalm 84. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts! My soul longs, yes, faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and flesh sing for joy to the living God. Even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, and your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house, ever singing your praise. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highways to Zion. As they go through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The early rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Behold our shield, O God. Look on the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than 1,000 elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the one who trusts in you. Our scripture lesson comes from Luke's Gospel, chapter 14, verse 23. And the master said to the servant, "Go out to the highways and hedges and compel people to come in, that my house may be filled." We must understand the compulsion referred to here as applying to those who have a despondent and feeble conscience. These people should also be invited to the banquet and compelled to come in. The reference, however, is not to any external compulsion, but to an inner spiritual compulsion. This results when the law is preached and sin is disclosed and brought to light, so that a man comes to realize what he really is. He is brought under compulsion, compelled to come in, when a vivid knowledge of sin is stirred up in his conscience. As a result of this, he also realizes that he is nothing in God's sight, that all his works are sinful and even condemnatory. His despondent conscience and tender, terrified heart so overwhelm him that he loses all confidence in himself and can see no help at hand anywhere to provide any comfort at all. In this wretched condition, he is finally led to despair. When a man has been brought under compulsion in this way, we should not delay with the invitation to come in and help him out of this despondency. This is achieved when you comfort him with the gospel, telling him how he has been freed from his sins with the words, "Believe in Christ, that he has freed you from your sins, and you will be rid of your sins." This is what is meant in this gospel by compelling men to come in so that the householder's home may be filled. Let us pray. Lord, you have reminded us in a very vivid manner that we are always confronted with a situation of grave urgency respecting our invitation to men to come in and partake of the banquet prepared for them in your kingdom of grace. Grant us wisdom and courage to perform our duties in this area with determination and love. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Purchase your copy of the print edition of Luther for the Busy Man at ambassadorpublications.org. You are invited to the Summer Institute of Theology, August 7th through 11th, at the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Guests will learn from experienced congregational leaders, including Professor of Philosophy, Concordia University of Edmonton, Dr. Jonathan Strand, pastor and co-host of the podcast Being Lutheran, Dr. Jason Goodham, and president of the Association of Free Lutheran Congregations, Pastor Micah Germstead. Find out more and register at flbc.edu/sit.